Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We've all done it. You know, when you bump your head against the kitchen press or your shin hits off the edge of the bed frame, and then minutes later you have a purple and black bruise. But what's happening in your body when you bruise, and when should you worry about unexplained bruises? I'm joined on the line by Clare-based GP, Dr. Maura Finn. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning and happy new year to you.
And same to you. So let's talk about bruises. What is going on when a bruise happens?
Okay, in its simplest form, what happens is the trauma usually causes the blood vessel to start to bleed, and the blood then soaks under the skin. So you see a visible bleed under the skin. So the blood vessel is damaged. And in time, what normally happens, that your body resorbs that blood and it goes for those lovely kaleidoscope of colours, from kind of red to black to purple to green to yellow. And it fades usually in the space of about 2 weeks, maybe less sometimes. And it, normally, like you just said, it's very, very innocent, and there's a known cause for it.
Mm-hmm. And when, as a GP, do you start to worry about bruising that you might see?
Well, when, you know, so we assume there's a known cause for most of them. If there isn't, if for some reason bruising has happened with a minimal cause, like a very, very minor trauma, and has caused a large bruise, much bigger than you would expect, if it takes a lot of time to fade for some reason, if it's an unusual place, you know, a place that you may not kind of hit easily, if you're getting a cluster of bruises, or if it's associated with any illness, if you're sick at the time, because there can be issues in things like petechiae or purpura, which are kind of very tiny little bruises, the little blood vessels that burst under the skin, that can be associated with some serious infections and even sepsis. So we worry in those situations. Most often it's people themselves, like, might have come in because they've kind of had a bruise that's just not resolving. And frequently we go through a kind of a realm of investigations for them, make sure that there isn't any other cause. And frequently it's something fairly innocent. But it's important to know, if you can't explain something, then we need to kind of investigate it a bit deeper.
Okay, and if, as we get older, we experience more bruising, is that right?
That's true, and that's true for a number of reasons. One is that our blood vessels are a little bit more fragile and our skin is thinner, so it's easier to see bruises. So very minor trauma as you age can actually cause bruising. Also, people as they get older are often on medication, and there's lots and lots of different medication that can lead to bruising. There's medication that's designed to make, not to make you bruise, but to make you, to interfere with your clotting process, like blood thinners. And people will be on those if they've had a heart attack or a stroke in the past, or if they've had a clot in their leg or their lungs. So a lot of people are on prescribed medication that will make them bruise easily. But even innocent medication that people take over the counter can do the same, like aspirin. It is a blood thinner. And ibuprofen or naproxen, these are medications that you can buy over the counter for kind of simple cold or flu. And they can actually cause you to, they thin your blood and cause you to bruise as well. So it's important to kind of keep that in, you know, keep it in mind. Mm-hmm. If you are bruising a lot, is it something that you're taking maybe a little bit more frequently than you should?
Are there some people who just bruise easily?
There are, because they may, well, I mean, there can be a genetic issue there, but frequently it's because there are kind of disorders. So people might know about haemophilia, for instance, but the most common one in Ireland is one called von Willebrand syndrome. And that is really where you have, there's proteins that help make your blood clot and they're not being made properly. And it's usually diagnosed because there's a genetic kind of, you know, you might have a father or mother who has this condition, and the child then will investigate them. And they're just given certain medication to kind of help increase the protein so that they clot more efficiently. Then there's also things like liver disease. End-stage liver disease can kind of interfere with these clot, these proteins that make you clot as well. And that can cause you to bruise more easily. And there can be lots of other conditions as well, bleeding disorders, you know. And in like, people are often very worried about kind of leukemias and blood cancers, and they can cause bruising, as because what happens in those is they have a, you have an increased amount of immature cells, and that the factors that help you clot aren't being made properly. But that, thankfully, is an unusual cause of it.
Let's take some listener questions now. And this listener took a tumble out of my bed, they say, on Tuesday morning, and I banged my head against the bedside locker. A golf ball size lump appeared, which has reduced. This sounds painful. I now have a shiner of a black eye, and I'm just wondering, is there anything to speed up the clearing of the bruise? And they go on to say, as it's close to my eye, I'm not sure if creams will help or can be used.
Oh yeah, well, and probably what that listener is talking about is arnica, which is something that's used as a herbal type treatment that is often used to reduce swelling, but it has to be used on skin, not orally, and not on any broken skin or near the eye. So I would be careful about that. Very frequently what you're doing is you're putting something cold on it to reduce, so cold reduces swelling. So what's happened there with the golf ball size swelling is that there's kind of not just blood, but also fluid to help your body heal has kind of accumulated there. And something cold will actually reduce the swelling. Time will actually probably improve this more than anything. We worry about shiners or black eyes if you don't have an obvious explanation. If there was a very serious illness, injury like a car accident or something, if both eyes are affected, if there's any blood from the nose or the ears or anything like that, or if your vision has been affected in some way, if that person is kind of comfortable in other ways and can see that this is improving, I wouldn't be too concerned and give it about 2 or 3 weeks and it should be gone.
All right. Unfortunately, you'll have to sit out the bruising on the face.
I'm afraid so.
This listener says, I'm a 66-year-old woman. I've always bruised easily. I have late onset asthma. I take a steroid inhaler and an allergy tablet daily. In the last number of years, spontaneous bruising has appeared on the hands and the arms. And in the last month, the top third of my index finger on my left hand is bruised dark purple. Sometimes it fades to white and at times there is a little pain, but not enough to take pain relief. I also feel a loss of sensation from time to time and the finger feels colder than the other fingers. What do you say to that, Maura?
Okay, and if it's only one finger, that probably should be looked at. But there is a very innocent condition called Achenbach's syndrome, which is just where you get these, I'm sure a lot of people will know it, like you might have just stretched your hand a little bit and you'll get a little blood vessel that'll burst underneath, you know, the pad of your finger. And it will resolve in time and it's an innocent condition. It isn't anything to worry about. But you can have these little spontaneous hemorrhages from a vasculitis, which could be an autoimmune condition. You can also have a thing called Raynaud's syndrome. When that person describes it as being kind of going black and white, that can be that the blood flow becomes very constricted at times and it becomes white. And then you have the blood flow comes back into the finger and it's at force and it can actually be uncomfortable. I would suggest that she actually just investigate that. It's probably harmless, but it would be worth looking at it. Steroids can increase bruising as well, but she's on a steroid inhaler, which is really just in the lungs, which shouldn't be the cause of it. But it would be worth kind of investigating that.
Okay, go and see the GP in the first instance there. This listener is 35 years old and 6 months postpartum. I recently discovered a golf ball size bruise on the outside of my left lower calf. I didn't hit it. It's not sore to the touch. At a similar time, I got plantar fasciitis on my right foot and she wants to know, could they be linked and should she get bloods done or go to the GP?
Okay, that's interesting. Now, they could be linked, number one. So plantar fasciitis is the kind of the tissue on the sole of your foot being inflamed and uncomfortable. And if she's got a pain or something unusual on her calf, that's connected from the Achilles tendon down to the foot. So that could be connected. The other thing that's interesting, she's postpartum. So she is, even though it's 6 months, but she is still at risk of clots. So a deep vein thrombosis, which can cause swelling and hardness in your calf. And that's where you have it's not a bruise, but you have kind of something that blocks the blood flow in the deeper tissues of your calf. And that's an important thing to check out. Now, you wouldn't normally see a bruise on the skin. There isn't a visible bruise with that. But just because she's postpartum, because she has this associated pain, I think she should actually attend her GP. She may need what's called a venogram, where you look at the blood flow through the leg and maybe look to make sure that she's not taking any other medication that could be actually affecting this.
Okay, so go and get that checked out is the advice there. Maura, thank you so much. Lovely as always to talk to you. That's Dr. Maura Finn, who's our Clare-based GP.